Well, welcome back to Cork Meet, where things are really in full swing. It's now 20 past 12 on the day of speed dating. So, now look, I'm sitting across the table from Lucy Hyland. Lucy runs a business called, invented a business, I should say, called Food for Living. And in a second, I'm going to interview her. But I've got to tell you, how did I end up across the table from Lucy Hyland? By sheer serendipity. I decided I love food. It's very important to carry on living. And I got a pin and I said, this company is perfect for me and I have absolutely no regret. Lucy Hyland, delighted to meet you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now look, tell us about your business, please.
I started off Food for Living back in 2009. My main passion and my main drive in life is to get people healthy and to get people eating well. And so following my nutritional therapy diploma and also my chefing, I decided to combine my two big loves, which are food and health, and create Food for Living. So the aim of Food for Living is to promote food and health and educate people on how eating well can benefit them in so many different ways. I run my own nutrition clinic, which is based in Frankfield and Douglas, and I also run a range of cooking demonstrations and consultancy work as well. Over the next 9 months, I'm developing my own range of foods, which are going to be health focused, and they're going to target specifically the children and the school-age children particularly.
I have a five-year-old daughter. Is she going to be able to get these food snacks from your business?
Absolutely. They would be my main target. Over the last year, I've had countless parents and countless people coming to me, and all they talk about is the arguments they have every morning with the school lunchbox. What's going in, what's going out, what they're going to eat, what they're not going to eat. So having been given advice to people for the last year, I thought, right, that's it. I'm going to try and fill this gap. And so here I am now developing up a range of lunchbox and snacks. The kids are easy. They can bring them around with them, but they're health focused. A lot of what's on the market at the moment has healthy written on it, and it is far from healthy. You're still seeing a lot of sugar, a lot of salt, a lot of artificial preservatives and additives being used in children's food, and it's just an absolute disgrace.
Now, my child began school this year, right? We're now in the month of, what month is it? It's October, right? The beginning of October. Right? How long before I can give her some of these snacks? Because I have this issue every morning. Now, I have a simple solution. I just ban all sugar, but that's I could liberalize a tiny bit. But come on, how long before I can actually give my child one of your food for living snacks?
They're going to be on the shelves by August of next year. So once the little one goes back to school in September, you'll have a range that you should be able to choose from.
Well, that'll be perfect, because I suspect by next September I will have run out of winning arguments and I will probably have to give way. So I need your... Now look, come on, this is really amazing. Where are you based? Because there are people listening to this now in Cork, fair enough. But there are people in America and Australia who will hear this this interview. How will they find your company?
Well, my company is called Food for Living, and if you check out www.foodforliving.ie, then you'll be able to find all of the information on my services and also my blog. Only recently, about a week ago, I've actually started a section that states healthy eating for kids. So what I've been doing is I've been pooling together any research, any recipes, any tips that I find are good, and putting them into a little healthy eating for kids section. So I'm updating that every couple of days. So anything I find, it's on the website, it's brand new, and it's showing you exactly what you need to know.
So people don't actually, that means then that people can get benefit out of Food for Living, not just by being able to buy their products, which of course, you've got a tiny local market, if we like, here. But people all around the world could take advice from you and could visit and just get a bit of inspiration from you. What kind of background do you have in order to be able to advise people?
Well, my most recent background obviously is in the area of nutrition and food through the chefing. And that's really allowed me to have a completely unique perspective when it comes to food. A lot of the traditional chefs are still back in the day of using wheat and a lot of dairy and a lot of sugar, and they're just not suiting our modern lifestyles anymore. More and more people are going gluten-free or dairy-free or sugar-free, like you just suggested there.
Look, hang on, let me interrupt you 1 second, because I want to get Ballymaloe into this. Look, I see from your business card that you're a Ballymaloe qualified chef. Now, a lot of people may have... Ballymaloe is incredible. It's one in the forefront of Irish food renaissance, right? They are the real leaders, I guess. I hope I don't cause too much jealousy in that area by saying that. But they're just incredible leaders in that. Was Ballymaloe good?
Oh, I would recommend anybody in the world do Ballymaloe. For so many different reasons. But for me, what it did was it showed the idea of food from the concept all the way through to the plate. So you get up in the morning, you go out and you pick your lettuce and your carrots and your courgettes, and then you bring them in and you cook them and you understand how to cook them and what works best for them, the flavors and tastes, and then you produce the dish and presentation. So it's about the whole process. And we now have completely lost our connection. You know, Jamie's around America at the moment trying to educate people on where a carrot comes from and where an egg comes from. And it's just, it's amazing that we've lost that connection. So even through the website and the work that I'm doing, I'm about educating people. I'm about going in. I work a lot with schools, going in and teaching kids about what food is and how it's important and why it's important. Because really, it's approximate.
God, I find you really inspiring, I tell you that, I really do, and I'm delighted you came back to Ireland after 10 years abroad. I know that you've been to Canada, Australia, the United Kingdom, and we actually, both of us, returned to Ireland in the same year, 2005. Okay, look, I think we'll stop, you know, we could talk forever, but is there one last thing you'd like to say to people? Yeah, I'll give you the last word.
I think really we're at a point now where it's time for considerable change within how we're running and how we're operating our lives. And I really started to focus on children in particular, because all the research says what a child eats in the first 7 years of its life will determine its health in its 50s, 60s and 70s. So we're now switching to reacting to health to preventing health, and that's a direction that all of the health agencies, the governments around the world, the insurance companies now are all moving towards. It's about prevention. So how you eat today will have a massive ramification on your kids' health for the rest of your life, and that's the message I'm bringing home, and that's the message I'm all about.
Wonderful, and there you have it, folks, the message from Lucy Hyland. Food for living. There goes the bell. Paul O'Mahony saying cheerio for now. Bye-bye.